Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, Chapter 1, Observing the Armies. We're beginning Text 4. And Duryodhana is speaking. Here in this army are many heroic bowmen equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna, great fighters like Duryodhana, Virata, and Jupiter. My comment. Again, Duryodhana mentions Jupiter to incite Drona's anger. Duryodhana also mentioned Bhima and Arjuna. Arjuna was a powerful foe. Not only had he studied under Drona, but he had gone to the heavenly planets, later fought with Lord Shiva, and had been given many celestial weapons. Duryodhana, however, was especially afraid of Bhima's fiery temperament and expertise in fighting. Therefore, he mentions his name first. Bhima was furious with Dhritarashtra's sons. Before the battle, he took three vows. First, he vowed to kill each of Dhritarashtra's 100 sons. During the battle, Arjuna and the other Pandavas had opportunities to kill some of Dhritarashtra's sons, but they refrained from doing so to allow Bhima to fulfill his vow. During the battle, Bhima's anger was inflamed. He screamed, he jumped up and down, and drank the blood of each of the sons of Dhritarashtra he killed. Even the warriors on the Pandavas' side feared his rage. His second vow was to break Duryodhana's thigh. When Draupadi was being insulted, Duryodhana had uncovered his thigh and motioned to Draupadi, saying, "Come and sit on my lap. You are fit for my enjoyment." Bhima burned with anger and hatred. For 13 years, he had been burning as he waited to destroy the Kauravas. Third, Bhima vowed to tear open Dushasana's chest, pry out his heart, and drink his blood. Dushasana had touched and opened Draupadi's tied and sanctified hair. For that, Bhima also vowed to rip off his arm. Draupadi had promised to keep her hair untied until she had washed it with Dushasana's blood. Bhima later carried that blood upon his hands to Draupadi. Kshatriyas are very heavy, aren't they? Duryodhana named all these fighters to persuade Dronacharya to free himself from whatever sentiments he felt for the Pandavas and to kill them in battle. He then continued to describe the Pandavas' strength. Text 5 and 6 and 7. There are also great heroic powerful fighters like Dhrishtaketu, Jekitana, Kaziraj, Purujit, Kuntibhoja, and Shaibya. 6. There are the mighty Yudhimanyu, the very powerful Uttamauja, the son of Subhadra and the son of Draupadi. All these warriors are great chariot fighters. 7. But for your information, O best of the Brahmins, let me tell you about the captains who are specially qualified to lead my military force. My comment. Duryodhana did not want to discourage those listening to his own fears concerning the Pandavas' strength. Therefore, he added, let me tell you about the great warriors on my side. 8. There are personalities like you, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Asatama, Vikarna, and the son of Somadatta called Bodhisrava, who are always victorious in battle. My comment. Duryodhana was speaking to the two great warriors, Bhishma and Dronacharya. Well, the king addressed Dronacharya, all his other fighters gathered to listen. Therefore, Duryodhana, as an expert diplomat, began to describe the Kaurava's strength with the words, Bhavan Bhijmas Takarnascha. Yet, before he spoke, he was caught in another difficult situation. Facing him were two great warriors. Bhishma was the commander-in-chief of the army, and Drona was his military guru. Whom, then, should he mention first? Duryodhana was clever. He knew that Bhishma was a Kshatriya and Drona a Brahmin. If you mention Bhishma first, Dronacharya would be insulted. As a Kshatriya, however, Bhishma would honor the etiquette of offering the Brahmana more respect. Thus, Duryodhana says, Bhavan Bhishmas. There are personalities like you, Dronacharya, and Bhishma. He next mentions Karna. Bhishma and Karna were enemies. Because Karna thought, what is the use? I will fight and kill everyone, and this aged general will get all the credit. He had vowed not to fight until Bhishma was killed. Duryodhana next mentioned Kripacharya, a relative of Drona, then Ashwatthama, Drona's son. In these ways, he hoped to inspire Drona. Surprisingly, Duryodhana next mentioned his own brother Vikarna. Vikarna was not in the same caliber as Bhishma or Drona, but because he was the only brother who objected, he was the only brother who objected to the Kaurava's insult to Draupadi, Duryodhana assumed that he was sympathetic to the Pandavas and that he might defect from the Kaurava army. Therefore, Duryodhana flattered Vikarna by including his name among the more powerful fighters he was relying on. Defection was always an important concern for military leaders. Although Kshatriyas love to fight, they are not always concerned whose side they fight on. Therefore, Yudhisthira announced at the beginning of the war that religious principles allow defection before the battle starts, but once it has begun, warriors must stay on their chosen sides. Both Krishna and Duryodhana were active in recruiting defectors. Krishna and Kunti Devi approached her son Karna and invited him to join the Pandava side. Krishna told Karna that he was actually the eldest Pandava, and he encouraged him to fight alongside his brothers, especially because he wouldn't be joining the battle until after Bhishma's death. Karna, however, would not abandon his loyalty to Duryodhana. On his side, Duryodhana both tried to keep Vikarna and to win over the Pandava's uncle, Salya. Karna needed a fit charioteer, and Salya was both an acclaimed charioteer and a Maharatta warrior. As Salya and his army traveled the long distance to join the Pandava side in the battle, they found pleasant accommodations arranged by Duryodhana along the way. Duryodhana's clever ministers encouraged the tired Salya to make full use of the facilities. They took such good care of him that Salya said, Yudhisthira must have arranged these accommodations. Whoever has arranged this for me, I will do whatever he wants. Duryodhana then appeared and said, it was I who made these arrangements, and I want you to fight on my side. Salya kept his word, fought for Duryodhana, and eventually became the final Kaurava commander-in-chief. Okay, Hare Krishna. We shall end here.